This is the reading for December 26th, Zechariah chapter 13. At that time, a fountain will be opened for David's descendants and for the people of Jerusalem to cleanse them of their sin and uncleanness. The Lord All-Powerful says, "At that time, I will get rid of the names of the idols from the land. No one will remember them anymore. I will also remove the prophets and unclean spirits from the land." If a person continues to prophesy, his own father and mother, the ones who gave birth to him, will tell him, "You have told lies using the Lord's name, so you must die." When he prophesies, his own father and mother who gave birth to him will stab him. At that time, the prophets will be ashamed of their visions and prophecies. They won't wear the prophet's clothes made of hair to trick people. Each of them will say, "I am not a prophet, I am a farmer, and have been a farmer since I was young." But someone will ask, "What are the deep cuts on your body?" And each will answer, "I was hurt at my friend's house." "Sword, hit the shepherd, attack the man who is my friend," says the Lord All-Powerful. "Kill the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter, and I will punish the little ones." The Lord says, 2/3 of the people through all the land will die. They will be gone, and 1/3 will be left. The third that is left, I will test with fire, purifying them like silver, testing them like gold. Then they will call on me, and I will answer them. I will say, "You are my people," and they will say, "The Lord is our God."
Chapter 17.
One of the seven angels who held the seven bowls came to me and said, "Come, I will show you the judgment of that notorious prostitute who sits on raging waters. The kings of the earth had sex with her, and those living on earth became drunk in the wine of her sexual sins." Then the angel carried me by his power into the wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a bright red beast covered with insulting names. It had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman wore purple clothes, bright red clothes, gold jewelry, gems, and pearls. In her hand she was holding a gold cup filled with detestable and evil things from her sexual sins. A name was written on her forehead. The name was Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and detestable things of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people and of those who testify about Jesus. I was very surprised when I saw her. The angel asked me, "Why are you surprised? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast with the 7 heads and the 10 horns that carries her. You saw the beast which once was, is no longer, and will come from the bottomless pit and go to its destruction. Those living on earth whose names were not written in the book of life when the world was created will be surprised when they see the beast, because it was, is no longer, and will come again." In this situation, a wise mind is needed. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman is sitting. They are also 7 kings. 5 of them have fallen, 1 is ruling now, and the other has not yet come. When he comes, he must remain for a little while. The beast that was and is no longer is the 8th king. It belongs with the 7 kings and goes to its destruction. The 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not yet started to rule. They will receive authority to rule as kings with the beast for 1 hour. They have one purpose, to give their power and authority to the beast. They will go to war against the Lamb. The Lamb will conquer them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Those who are called chosen and faithful are with him. The angel also said to me, "The waters you saw on which the prostitute is sitting are people, crowds, nations, and languages." The 10 horns and the beast you saw will hate the prostitute. They will leave her abandoned and naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her up in a fire. God has made them do what he wants them to do. So they will give their kingdom to the beast until God's words are carried out. The woman you saw is the important city which dominates the kings of the earth.